This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a lot of people that have never been through this and are still waiting to evacuate. There is no reason, if you're in an evacuation zone, if you're in a barrier island, if you know you're prone to flooding, if you're in an evacuation zone, get out now.
As of 6 a.m. this morning, 175,000 people have evacuated. That's not enough.
We do not want to have any of our citizens make any foolish steps with high water, getting to the streams, getting near our rivers. Often the loss of life occurs when we relax. So we've got to be ready for anything, and we're going to do just that.
McCrory, Haley, Scott, governors warning of the bad hurricane Matthew bearing down on those states. What will happen? We have the latest updates on what's going on right now in real time and the predicted path of the storm. Joining us at the top of the show, always, we talk to our pals from Talk Media News. This time around, fortunate to chat with Ellen Ratner, who I understand is like the movie we're going to review tonight, The Girl on a Train. Hey, you're on a train, is that right?
No, actually, I just got off the train.
Were you on a train in the East Coast, or were you someplace else?
I'm on the East Coast, actually, in Washington. I did a round trip to New York in one day.
Wow. That's vintage Ellen Ratner. You realize that, though, right?
I run around like a lunatic.
Force of nature. Remember on your birthday, that's what everybody was saying.
Yeah.
Force of nature, and that certainly, like the film, has stuck with you. So what's the reaction to leading up to this next debate on, you know, obviously Trump and Hillary Clinton are prepping? What do you hear in Washington, Ellen, that they're going to maybe do differently?
Well, basically what the press is saying is that there are low expectations for Donald Trump, and so if he does well and controls himself, he will have won the debate. That may or may not be true, but he can't afford to make any mistakes. And Hillary Clinton has got to look very healthy and chipper, but she is obviously well prepared.
Boy, isn't that the truth. What did you think of the VP debate the other day? Everybody was trashing Cain, saying he interrupted too much and that ruined it.
Well, actually, you know, that is not who Tim Kaine is. He was clearly advised to come off as tough, and he came off as somebody you can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
And people who know him, and I know a lot of people who know him, were very surprised by his behavior.
Yeah. What's your feeling in the polls now? It depends on what poll we look at and depends on what state. But maybe we're still down to this coin flip, although I saw a headline proclaiming that Hillary was starting to pull away. I think it's still really tight. What do you think?
I think it's extremely tight. And although she does have the Electoral College advantage, that could easily change at this point. And there's also a possibility that he could win the popular vote and she wins the electoral vote. So I think that we just don't know. You know, as I've said on the show many times before, Ben Franklin said 200 years ago, before electronic media, a week is a long time in politics. And it sure is now.
Boy, that is the truth, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
You got it. We'll be there. We'll be talking to you, too.
That's right. I know Justin was telling me he's going to be in St. Louis.
That's right.
You guys are amazing. Whatever, wherever it is, you're there for sure. Thanks, Ellen. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard what Ellen had to say, and especially about Cain, too, because Democrats are saying that he just really blew it, and that's not who he is, and so that was the vice he got. And now it's what we're hearing. I'm hearing the same thing that Ellen's hearing, that while this monster hurricane is closing in on Florida, and there's more than 300 people dead in the Caribbean, in Haiti. Now there are, you know, 2 million people across the southeast who were warned to get out. And it's just one of the most powerful storms that's expected to smash into Florida and up that eastern seaboard. In fact, they're saying a $15 billion threat, because remember, it's now about the cleanup while all of that is happening, the prep is going on for the debate, both with Trump, who is relying on Chris Christie a little bit, and others, and also Hillary Clinton with her own debate people. And since this is a town hall format, she's pretty good at the town hall format kind of thing. The warning with him is to do exactly what Ellen mentioned there, is to just not be the way he was in the first debate, not come off where he's interrupting himself and jumping all over everything, just to kind of be sort of presidential. And what that means, I don't know. Not jumping in, letting the person finish, that kind of thing. And town hall format is different. So it's very different than what happens where you're in a situation and it's just a one-on-one, the moderator, some questions, and you go back and forth. With the town hall, it's a whole different feeling. You have Martha Raddatz and you have Anderson Cooper who are moderating this next debate, and are they going to kind of play it in the middle, or are they going to lean in a certain direction? That can make a difference, you know, listen, as well. No question about it. And you can bet that whatever happens with this hurricane, there's going to be some kind of comment about it for sure. I know people that live in satellite Florida, and that's not a good area for these winds and what's already going on. Palm Beach is bad. They're saying that power could knock out, the hurricane could knock out power to 2.5 million homes. Disney World was closed. All the other parks and attractions have been closed. The airport was closed ahead of the storm. I've said this before, I have a lot of family in Florida. I have a favorite aunt, a great aunt who's amazing, who lives not too far from Orlando. But she's in Winter Haven, and they say there, I checked on the weather there, that it's supposed to be okay. But, you know, this is the airport, because whenever I go and visit there, a lot of times we've come in and out of there, or Tampa, of course, more commonly. So the closures, water parks, anything, miniature golf courses, any complex you can imagine, SeaWorld, all of it, boom, down, done. Airport, done. Stopped at 8 o'clock. Cat 4 is the concern. Is it going to be a Cat 4 hurricane? Is it going to strengthen to Cat 5 before it hits Florida? What's going to happen? And that's, and again, these are just questions in the air. I mean, Disney World hasn't even decided whether it's going to stay open Saturday or not. They had a Halloween events. They were canceled. The Epcot Food and Wine Festival starting at 5 o'clock went on. The, you know, these are just the kinds of things that you have to deal with in trying to figure out, well, we don't know how deep this is going to go. I mean, we just don't know what that's going to look like. Certainly on certain coastlines, you can tell that where it's going to slam into it. Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg really encouraged people to leave town in advance of the storm. I had a lot of friends in Charleston. They left town because they were predicting terrible flooding. They're saying worse than what happened last October, and it closed the city, actually, for several days. So really, pray, keep your fingers crossed. Think about all these people in this past storm. Awful. When you look at the weather map, it is frightening. We've just scratched the surface. Hang with us.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With with the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Southeast Florida has taken the brunt of the storm. To all of my friends in Florida, please know that we are praying for you and everyone in the path. You got to take care of yourself. You've got to get out of the area. You've got to listen. You have a great governor, Governor Scott, and you got to listen because it could be a really, really bad one.
I agree with Donald Trump. You got to listen to the governor. Get out of there. Even if it doesn't happen, I'd say safe rather than sorry. As someone who's been through a hurricane, these winds can be nasty. And the flooding and what happens in a hurricane, no doubt about it. And, you're flipping a coin, so let's be real. So speaking to supporters in Tampa, Hillary Clinton said, climate change is wreaking havoc on communities across America, and she warns that in talking about the last hurricane, it's when Hermine, remember, was there. She said it wasn't the last one that was going to hit Florida, given what's happened with the climate. And so anyway, 2015, she said, was the hottest year on record, and of course, some people are pointing to climate change. I say point to getting the people out of town, and that's the number one most important thing, rather than politicizing all this. I say it's about just make sure people are safe, make sure there are task forces set up and there are Red Cross places to go when you can't find shelter, because there's definitely people that are staying behind. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
See, I get it.
Okay, I am famous.
You are?
I am. Here in Cross Plains, Texas, I have been called Texas Dan because of your program. The police department here listens to me, and they are wonderful, wonderful people. I'm a law and order freak, as you well know. But I also have my guns. I got a poem for you, and then I got some talk to do, okay?
I love it, yeah.
All right, here we go. 10,000 Swedes ran through the weeds chasing one sick Norwegian. A and the dust from the weeds made seduce for the Swedes, and they called it Copenhagen.
I like it. That was clever.
Do you know that Tampa is the lightning capital of the United States?
I do. I do. I knew that
You've
before
been
my
there,
family
huh,
moved
for
there.
For those lightning storms, have you seen them puppies come down?
I've been there so many times.
Oh,
and
man,
they did,
those are something else, ain't they? Woo,
they,
baby.
They are. And I interviewed one time the guy who does the posters, who actually comes up with the covers for the Super Bowl programs.
Oh,
and he
wow.
did a whole... Oh, the guy was so cool. And he lives in California, and he's just the coolest guy. And he did, and he showed me his back posters, and one of them was Tampa, and it had all that lightning across it. And this was a long time ago. And I said, "What's why do you have the lightning?" He said, "Don't you know it's the lightning capital of the world?" And I was stunned. I'm like, "No, I didn't know that."
Well, I thought it was just the lightning capital of the United States.
No,
but
they say the world.
Right about that.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Well, that's amazing. Well, now listen, sweetheart, about Hillary and this climate change hoax that they're trying to perpetrate with Obama and the rest of them. This is pure crap. This girl is getting ready to get her little body waxed by Donald Trump. He's got so much ammunition, he's going to go in there, and he's going to cut her so low she's going to need stilts to crawl under a snake's belly.
Well, I'll tell you what, the polls are pretty interesting. I'm going to go through some of those numbers. They're
okay,
all over the place.
That. You do that. Mm-hmm. Listen, we love you, and give my best regards to Grim and to Izzy. It was lovely to hear her voice last night. I got in on your second rerun, and I paid attention, but I couldn't call in because of that. Also, I missed my chance to get into the game with you on the football. But
next
I'll be back next week and catch you. And I'm sorry about that, but I had another situation that I had to take care of.
Well, okay, gotcha. You take care, Texas Dan. Thanks. And to the boys in blue in Cross Plains, hello from all of us here on America Tonight. You know, a lot of police officers listen to this show. I've talked about my family, that I have family members who are cops in different areas. And a lot of the shows I've done, even when I was in New York, I had some great police officers that even sometimes would come down and stop at the station and whatnot. I was at WFAN, sadly, for 9/11. Although the first responders, the cops were amazing, the firemen, how they responded. And, you know, they would call the show and ask if I wanted to go down. And actually, I went down. I was taken down, you know, days after, and it was just... I mean, an unbelievable sight. It was an unbelievable sight. But so throughout, no matter when I'm on, whether I'm doing a sports show during the day or doing something else, I've always certainly had a lot of great support from the police officers. And so I say back at you two for what you're doing in so many communities, because it's a tough job. I know a lot of the behind the scenes, and there's so much people don't realize about being a cop, being somebody who, for whatever reasons, went into the career, because I think the reasons that we pick what we do is interesting. And I've talked with some wonderful, I mean, just wonderful people who knew they wanted to be a detective even when they were a kid, or knew they wanted to be involved in solving homicides, or they wanted to just do the law and order thing, you know? It's a very strange time in America. Let's just say that. All right, I said I was going to talk about numbers here, and I mean polls are all over the place. So if you look at Michigan, Clinton, they say, leads Trump by 11 points in Michigan, which that is a huge bounce. And this is just a poll. And polls are like reading tea leaves. I think there is something to it, but they change week to week. So when you get closer to the election, I really still believe it is it's a coin flip. But the Free Press WXYZ TV poll showed Trump far behind Clinton in Michigan, where less than a month ago he was within 3 points of her at the Great Lakes. So you wonder, gosh, what changed there? You know, what was it that changed so much? And then it's interesting, you look at a couple of other areas, like Ohio. Boy, Ohio is strange. Ohio, really, Trump is ahead. over Clinton, depending on what the poll is. It's, you know, a couple numbers here or there, but it doesn't matter. He's ahead. So just in Michigan, that's how that one poll looks anyway. Zogby is saying ahead of time that Trump needs help to win the next debate. He needs some schooling on this. He was on with one of my pals on Newsmax, and he's saying if anything, what has to happen, he has to allow himself and pay attention to what people who have done this for a long time are telling him to do, because they're going into the debate, and I thought this was interesting, virtually tied. And if you look at the last polls, it depends on which poll, but they're somewhere, they're just neck and neck. So Zogby, the famous pollster, is saying he can't allow Hillary Clinton to get under his skin on Sunday. And so when we next meet on this show, we will be talking about the aftermath of the debate. So this is really heading into the debate. After the first debate, a lot of analysts were saying that Clinton got the better out of Trump because he was solid for the first half hour, but then he allowed himself to get angry. He allowed himself to get hot under the collar. So they're saying if he, and these are lots of different analysts, I mean, people have done this for a living, just focused on presidential debating, that if he does that, then it'll be a whole different ballgame in this second debate. And that's why I think they're pulling in so many people. And Clinton is doing that anyway. This is typical of what you would do if you're running for any office, and especially if you're running for president. Of course, you know, of course you're going to do that. Trump, by the way, says that the New Hampshire town hall wasn't practice because that's what he was doing. When he was there, he said, just so you know, that's not what I'm doing here. He denied that he Thursday, that's what he was there. And, of course, the New England cable news channel reported that the event was the same general format as the upcoming second debate. There was a 2-minute clock timing for each of the answers. Standing off to the side was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who's coaching him. And he just said, we're just here because we just wanted to be here. And I want to be with the American people. I want to be with the people from Hampshire. And she wants to rest, because what the word is that she is debate prepping and resting. Oh, my. I think the second one's going to be good. I really do. More on this hurricane, more details on it coming up on The Flip Side here on America Tonight.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do not surf. Do not go on the beach. No one should be on our beaches.
Thank you, Rick Scott, the governor of Florida. Really, if you are going to surf, you're insane. This isn't a movie, and you're not Keanu Reeves. It's not going to work out well for anyone who tries to do that. They can only police it so much, and hopefully there aren't any dunderheads that go and decide to catch the wave that will take their life away from them. I mean, they're saying extremely dangerous at this point in tracking the storm, that some places are going to be uninhabitable for weeks or months. So let me say that again. Can't get back there for weeks or months. That is scary, folks. Are you kidding? Talk about no fooling. Saying that, listen, a point of no return, meaning we cannot come and help you. Cat 4 is out of this world. So it's expected to hit Florida as a Cat 4 and pretty soon. Then it goes north, heads up the U.S. coast. On the ground, they've seen already the beginnings of that. Lots of massive rain. Boy, you look at Daytona Beach. Woo! Wind and rain getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The stores on the boardwalk there, if you've ever been down there, just think back in your mind, you know what it looks like? Just all boarded up. The piers, everything. You know, I say when you see trees that are starting to really almost bend all the way backwards, it is time to hightail it. Hightail it. I mean, you know, even the people that thought they were going to stay, ugh. Not a great thing. You know, everything, water is picked clean. A lot of gas stations out of gas because of people, of course, getting out of town. I mean, this is a dire situation. And 1992, Andrew, it was pretty darn bad. Mother Nature, when she rears her head, can be an ugly mother, if you know what I mean. So riding out the storm, I think some people change their minds at the last second, and I think that's a good thing. Because if you're there on the beach, I mean, you're in the middle of it. You know, the hotels, the beaches in Daytona, they're done. They're abandoned. But, you know, then you've got people that are worried that have come down there. There's a lot of older people that have come down to get people out of retirement homes, etc. I mean, and there's people that they've put everything into their house in Florida, and, you know, now they find themselves in this situation. Jacksonville, Florida, people fueling up so many and trying to get out of town. So many of the gas stations running out of gasoline. There's a Salvation Army shelter where they set up a whole bunch of bunks for people, knowing that there's going to be people that are going to be stuck. So, and sadly, some people with their ill-timed vacations, I mean, how do you know? They were already in the middle of a vacation, already down there, trying to get out before the airports close. So there are evacuation orders, but some people, I mean, you can't really remove them. Some people have decided they're going to just try to ride it out for as long as they can. But I think it's so much smarter to get out of there. See, if you're talking about, you know, because here's what the problem is. Cat 1 versus 5, of course, is incredibly different. When you're talking about Cat 5 and you're talking about water that's, you know, could be 9 feet high, I mean, that's not good. I started to think of other places. You know, who else would be in that path? Places I like and places I've been. Savannah, Georgia would be on that list. They're trying to evacuate some people there. They're taking people to Augusta, Georgia. They're shuttling people out, trying to just, you know, help them, get them out. So people grabbing their suitcases and getting out. I've mentioned Charleston a couple of times. The streets are pretty empty. Business owners boarded up most of their businesses. Stores are, you know, out of bottled water. Long lines at the gas stations, the things that you could expect. You know, the island, the problem is the islands, the island being low-lying. So where, the point is, where is the surge? Where is the surge? So if it's a little bit of a surge, not awful. Is it a 9-foot surge? Is it what they saw in the Caribbean, what they saw in Haiti? Boy, I saw some violent video from Haiti. I mean, just groups of roofs just ripped off like somebody was peeling back a can. Just so eerie, empty streets in Charleston and in Savannah. Just dire warnings. And then here's the other crazy thing about this. Imagine this, you're listening to me, right? And, you know, it's one thing to have to deal with the storm once, but now they're saying Florida could be hit twice by Hurricane Matthew because it could swirl around. It could take a turn, head back to Florida again after making landfall, according to some of the models. So the first impact to Central Florida, of course, is more dangerous, and because it could be a Cat 4 hurricane. And, you know, that's where the 2 million people in coastal places in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. But they're saying that the storm could move up the coast and curl back toward Florida and then go further down. So, and all this, you know, some of the models are a little bit different on that. I mean, are they accurate? Some are less accurate. So the chances that a second landfall is possible are low because the forecast could change, and this storm has been around for a while. But it doesn't mean that that it doesn't happen. And when you see that model where it comes back around again, oh, that would just be the worst. Because, see, this is the other thing. You know, you clear out and you say, okay, so we're clearing out. You go to wherever you're going, but you got to stay out. So you can't, you know, so you can't come back like in a day. Okay, now it's going up the coastline. Because depending on the water and everything else, you got to fight the getting back into wherever your house is, figure out how badly it's been hit. You know, there's no, the whole cleanup thing and trying to find your way through water that could be up to your waist or worse is just ridiculous. And especially if you think, what kind of creatures are in the water? Seriously? Like alligators? Hello, we've been talking about alligators. And so what washes into that water, that's where it also gets incredibly dangerous. So in other words, it's going to be a long couple of days. This is not a short tour. This is a long, long couple of days. Let me just say that again. Here's a shocker for you. So I'm drinking my morning coffee, and this is usually when all the shocking information comes my way because I've shut off my phone. Don't you love that? People are so addicted to their phones. Like, that's my one thing. I'm not going to sleep with the blue screen in my face. Certainly, we've had enough people on America Tonight that tell us, you know, that's not a good thing to do. So I'm not doing that. But I wake up to ping after ping after ping from some people I know in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to tell me about this crazy sex ring that has been broken up. So 17 members of this global trafficking ring have been charged with transporting hundreds of women from Thailand to the United States for commercial sex purposes. An indictment was unsealed this week, and it accuses 12 Thai nationals and 5 Americans of recruiting the women, and how they did it, you know, getting these visas, relocating them to these major cities, and a house that they set up, a prostitution house in these places, and they weren't allowed to leave the places. And so I guess it was like a super, they say, highly sophisticated sex trafficking scheme. They promised the women in Thailand a chance at an American dream, but exploited them, coerced them, forced them into this crazy nightmare. Which what they would do is, recruiters promised them loans of like $40,000 to $60,000. Once they were in the U.S., then they had to pay off their debt by earning the money from prostitution. So in some cases, the women owed more money because they demanded they get other things before leaving Thailand, adding to the cost, like breast implants. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, right under our noses. And I guess one of the worst places, too, was Minnesota. In Minnesota, it was one of their major hubs. So can you imagine being on that crime unit and getting the details of that? Just sad. Incredibly sad. But, you know, again, and trying, being promised something, being lured away, you know, look what can happen. And luckily, they slowly started to peel this apart. And now they've charged all these people in not just local, global, like I described to you, Thailand, and the promises in the United States and setting up the prostitution houses. Wow. I mean, I'm not naive, but it was a wild, wild scheme. Let's put it that way. When we come back, numbers. It all goes back to numbers. We can count. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
The numbers include this, including the hurricane, of course. We'll get to that. We know we've already gone through some of those numbers. But how about this? The Obama administration delaying 56,000 deportations, and why? To save money. They said they delayed them because of that reason. They're letting them stay in the United States for several more years. The delayed cases involve half of the Central Americans who came to the U.S. as families since 2014, and close to about a quarter of the total number of Central Americans, by the way, who entered during that same time period. They say the delays are cost-saving. Why? Because of a lapse in enforcement that allowed the immigrants who were supposed to be enrolled in an electronic monitoring program to go free. Some of the people affected had failed to report to those government offices to be fitted with the GPS ankle bracelets. Are you surprised? So now that the government won't have to pay the daily fee of $4 to $8 a person to monitor the devices, the cases have been pushed back for a bunch of years. In fact, some of them until 2023. Well, that's convenient for the people that are here, though, right? So they say it's docket chaos. And if you know any lawyers, you know what I'm talking about, where it's just like massive folders, right? They just can't process it. They can't figure it out. They can't process it. And that is so frightening and so such nonsense. And this is why we're in the situation we are with the situation. And the amounts that are in the country that we don't even know. Because, of course, we don't even know because we don't monitor anything. And when we decide we're going to monitor something, we don't do it correctly. State pension funding has a gap of $1.2 trillion. So state-run pension systems across our country underfunded by $1.2 trillion last year. They say they're going to be in worse shape in the years to come, so that would be to follow. That makes sense. Moody's, the gold standard for investor services, I think, says it expects it to hit $1.7 trillion with the next round of state audits because of investments returns so far below expectations for the funds. So let me give you some examples. You say, what are you talking about? Kentucky, they've been increasing contributions, trying to close a $36 billion gap in their pension fund, but that comes with a big, fat price. The higher payments have been coupled with sharp budget cuts, especially with higher education. New Jersey contributed just over 2% of its revenue to pensions, way below the nationwide median. Just to keep their $90 billion gap from growing, the state would have to quadruple that amount. Doing so would eat up about 10% of the state's revenue. New Jersey is among five states that account for more than half the total pension liabilities nationwide. The others are California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Texas fall into that. All of them fall into that category. And if you say, well, how did they get this, figure out this information? Moody's compiled all of that data based on audits of the 2015 fiscal years. They're not comparable to past reports because of accounting changes, but I think those numbers are pretty scary. All right, numbers. We keep talking about approval ratings and polls and all of that. Will this shock you to know that President Obama has hit a record 55% approval rating? CNN ORC poll shows that, yes, it's true, 55%. That matches his best rating since his first year in office and highest of his second term. Highest of his second term. Obama's ratings are above former President George W. Bush's numbers at this point in office, even with Ronald Reagan in 1988, slightly behind Bill Clinton's 58% in October of 2000. Clinton and Reagan's ratings, just for fun, I'll throw this in, both went, yes, over 60% after their successor was elected, for what it's worth. Hey, we thought the old guy was okay. Bring him back in. What were we thinking? Yeah. All right, we move on to a very sad, sad number here. 44 Afghan troops training in the U.S. have gone missing since 2014. So, yes, it's true. You know, these concerns we have about security and screening procedures for military programs have shot up because since 2007, 2,200 Afghan troops have been trained in the U.S. Missing troops presumably absconded to live and work illegally in the U.S., of course, which is a bad revelation. So if we don't have a tougher stance on immigration, what do you think is going to happen? And these are some of the ways that I've just mentioned here, and we can count. The Defense Department is assessing ways to strengthen criteria for training that will reduce the likelihood of an individual Afghan willing to get away from the training in the U.S. and go AWOL. But, you know, they're vetted. They try to make sure they haven't participated in any human rights abuses and aren't affiliated with militant groups. But how, you know, how are they doing that? What is the vetting process? Three Afghan troops disappeared from bases in Missouri and Georgia during the bombings in New York and New Jersey by Afghan-born suspect Ahmad Rahami, and that raises terrorism concerns, of course, because, okay, the timing of that's not good. You know, since 2002, The U.S. has spent $60 billion to train and equip Afghan troops. And see, look, that's a misstep. You know, AOL, Afghan troops, AOL in the U.S., 44 of them. That doesn't make me feel safe. Does it make you feel safe? Oh, they're just living illegally, doing something. Who knows what they're doing? I mean, what could go wrong, right? They are soldiers who are trained to kill, and we're training them. They come here for training effectively, and we can't screen them? That is nutty. That is crazy, upside-down nonsense. So whatever the criteria is, however the vetting process is, whatever's going on, boy, they need to have some massive change. Because that's already way too many. Imagine that there's something else that we don't know going on, right? All right, would you be surprised also to know that you and I, because you pay taxes, I pay taxes, that taxpayers pay $500 million a year for the PR staff of the president? Yep, the president has hired hundreds of public relations specialists during his time in office. $500 million. The Washington Times did a story on it. The newspaper cited a report by the Government Accountability Office, which revealed that the Obama administration added 667 public relations staffers from 2008 to 2011. That's an increase of 15%. So they're decreasing the number now because he's almost out of office, but whew, that is a big, big number. And that doesn't include more than $100 million spent for private sector press experts or $800 million for advertising. Wow. That should be drastically pulled back, scaled back, whatever you want to say. That's just way too much. Yeah, they can't wag fingers at anybody else if that's what we're talking about, PR specialist. Even if, yes, it's other people do the same thing, but at that cost, I would say that's where you don't even want to go there. Are you kidding? And that wraps up the numbers in this version of We Can Count. Thank you, you, and that guy in the car over there for listening to America Tonight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.